Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to elevating the souls of Simcha Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Ruven Hoffman, Ubari Hoffman. There are two subjects we want to speak about on this week's program, the latest developments in the attempt to expel hundreds of Jews from the Jewish settlement of Amona, and the betrayals that take place, and why it's so important that we be around to warn people about what's going on, how essential JTF is in the Hebrew movement and in Israel. And the second subject we want to speak about, Donald Trump and his hypocrisy, the terrible people he's appointing to his cabinet. He is turning out to be every bit as bad as we warned. He is just a disaster. He has a Jew-hating defense secretary who's a complete animal. He has a Treasury Secretary from Goldman Sachs, a self-hating, intermarried Jew from Goldman Sachs that he put in charge of Treasury. And what he did with Carrier, where the taxpayers are going to be subsidizing the jobs of 1,000 workers. That's how we're going to save jobs and make America great again. The taxpayers, that's like Soviet Russia. The taxpayers are going to be subsidizing it. We're going to speak about that in a moment. But first, let's talk about Amona. Amona is a Jewish community among many Jewish communities in Judea and Samaria. There are currently over 400,000 Jews in Judea and Samaria, and they want to create a so-called Palestinian state. Even though there is no Palestine, there are no Palestinians, which would be national suicide for Israel. The reason the world demands that Israel do this is because they know that tiny Israel will not survive if a so-called Palestinian state is created in the biblical heartland of Israel, and Israel goes back to the pre-1967 borders that are only 6 to 9 miles wide. They know Israel can't survive in those types of borders. And so they deliberately, intentionally want Israel to agree to this. Not because they want peace. They want the opposite of peace. They want a Holocaust against the Jews, just like they wanted a Holocaust in the 1930s and 1940s. The whole world wanted Hitler and the Germans to exterminate the 6 million Jews, and wanted them to exterminate the whole Jewish people. That's why they closed the doors to any Jewish immigration, and they refused to bomb the rail lines leading to Auschwitz, and they refused to bomb the death camps, and they bombed a factory 1 mile away from Auschwitz, but wouldn't touch the death camp itself, and the only roads in Germany that the American and British air forces did not bomb were the roads where Jews were being led to the death camps, because Roosevelt and Churchill wanted the Jews to be murdered. They wanted the Holocaust to go forward. They wanted the Jews exterminated. And the world wants that today. And so they want to create a so-called Palestine state, and they want to expel the Jews who live in Judea and Samaria. The Jewish settlers who live there are the obstacle, the human obstacle to this Israeli national suicide. So in Amona we have hundreds of Jews living there, and they want to throw them out, and that'll be a test case to throw other Jews out. Be a terrible Chilul Hashem, a terrible desecration of God's name. Bibi Netanyahu, the fraud, the liar, the coward, the traitor, has already expelled many hundreds of Jews during the past 7 years of his being prime minister. He also has a complete anti-Semitic building freeze in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. He's prevented hundreds of thousands of Jews from moving to Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem. We could have guaranteed that there won't be any Palestine state, that there won't be national suicide. We could have guaranteed this. But Pipi Bibi prevented and froze all Jewish building there. So we have a situation now where they want to expel the Jews in the next couple of weeks. And Bibi Netanyahu and the other fraud and traitor, Naftali Bennett from the so-called Jewish Home Party, these two phony right politicians are setting the stage. They're putting an agreement together where the Jews in Amona will agree voluntarily to leave and will agree voluntarily to give up their homes, God forbid, without any resistance. And they'll make promises to them. They never keep their promises. And it wouldn't matter if they did keep the promises, because even if they did keep the promises, the principle that Jews can be thrown out of their homes so that the land can be turned over to Arab Nazis who claim the land belongs to them. The Arab Muslim Nazis say the land is ours. Liars, frauds, none of the land belongs to them. But the mere fact that Jews are being thrown out of their homes And the land is going to be we're going to be told that it belongs to Arab Muslim Nazis. It doesn't belong to the Jewish owners. This in and of itself is a catastrophic situation. It doesn't matter what the government promises to do for the Jews who are thrown out. And of course, all the promises they make to the Jews are thrown out. They're never going to keep them anyway. They lied to the Jews in Gush Katif after they threw them out. They lied to the Jews in Beth El. They lied. They always lie to the Jews there. They never keep their promises. So we have a situation where, once again, Netanyahu, Bennett, and the phony right in Israel are proving that they're worse than the left. Worse than the left. And so it is absolutely essential that our message get across. There has to be massive physical resistance to any expulsion of Jews from Judea and Samaria and Amona or any other community. The only way to stop these expulsions is if there's massive physical resistance. If thousands, or even better, tens of thousands of Jews go and block these expulsions with their bodies, that type of confrontation on Israeli television will turn the vast majority of Israeli Jews against the expulsions, will prevent future expulsions. We saw this in Amona because they expelled 9 Jewish families from Amona, the same Jewish community, by the way. They expelled 9 Jewish families from there in 2006. And because there was vigorous resistance and courageous resistance, the Israeli public turned against any further expulsions, and for the next couple of years, there were no other expulsions of Jews. And Jews were allowed to build in Judea and Samaria, and it was a much better situation. And that was under an openly left-wing government, the government of Ehud Olmert. So that's the only way to win. And that's what we've been saying, and Rabbi Meir Kahana, blessed memory, our great leader, has said this for decades. He's been saying this since the 1970s. He's been saying this since the surrender of the Sinai. And so this is the lesson we have to learn. There must be massive physical resistance to any attempted expulsion of Jews from their land in Judea, Samaria, Jerusalem, any part of the land of Israel. And we're one of the few voices that are constantly bring this message to the people of Israel. And so we're keeping the pressure up. I don't know if we're going to be able to succeed in convincing people to resist. Sometimes we've succeeded, sometimes we haven't. So I don't know what's going to be. I have no idea. But we're going to be out there doing this, and the more people we reach with our message, the better it will be. Which is why it's so important that JTF be supported, that we have the support to reach as many people as possible. Because in the end, if they agree to expulsion, a voluntary expulsion, if they agree to just voluntarily get up and let them destroy their homes, or if there's minimal resistance, God forbid, it's going to send a terrible signal, and it will lead, God forbid, to other expulsions and other terrible situations that eventually could lead to the collapse of the whole settlement movement. It's a very dangerous situation we're in. And this could lead to a Holocaust, God forbid. If Israel loses Judea and Samaria, and there's a so-called Palestinian state, that could lead to a Holocaust, God forbid. So everything's at stake here, and it's essential that we reach the people of Israel, especially the young Jews in Judea and Samaria, with this message. It's not easy to do, because our budget is very limited, but that's something that's essential. It's essential that that happen. That's why JTF is so important. Very few people say what we say. Very few people say it in the way that we say it. We are so important. We warned the Jews in Gush Katif. If they had only listened to us, we could have saved Gush Katif. We warned the Jews in Amona the last time in 2006. And then we had a great victory because that time many Jews were listening. Because it was after the humiliation of Gush Katif and they were ready to listen. We're warning again. It is essential that our message reach as many people as possible in Israel. And of course, not just reach the message. We've got to convince them. Jews have got to go out, and it's not going to be easy, and there could be arrests, and there could be violence from the police and the soldiers if people refuse to leave, but it's something that courageous Jews are needed to do this, because this is the only thing that's going to save us. And we must defeat Bennett, Netanyahu, the Likud, the Jewish Home Party, all these other parties must be defeated. We're supporting Moshe Feiglin and the Zehut Party now. We must defeat these other parties. We must replace them. We're going to be supporting Moshe Feiglin in the next election, and hopefully the people of Israel will eventually get the message and understand that we need a real right wing, not a phony right wing, in the Israeli Knesset. The second subject we want to speak about is Donald Trump. We warned you and told you he would be terrible. And, you know, anyone who's a true conservative could never have supported Donald Trump. You can't be a true conservative and support someone who all his life was a left-wing Democrat and who continues to advocate left-wing Democrat policies. I mean, just look at the latest thing he did with Carrier. And look at all of the people, the so-called conservatives and so-called Republicans who are praising him because they say he saved 1,000 jobs. Carrier was going to leave the United States. And they say, oh, he saved 1,000 jobs. He convinced Carrier to keep 1,000 jobs in the United States that were going to go abroad. You know how he did it? He did it by offering them taxpayer subsidies. We are paying for those jobs. We're, in effect, paying their salaries. We are subsidizing those jobs. If we're going to pay, if that's making America great again, that's a great victory. If we're going to pay for people's jobs, if we're going to subsidize people's jobs, that's the Soviet Union. That's communism. Even Sarah Palin, who is one of the few people in America who is actually dumber than Donald Trump. Not many people are dumber than Donald Trump. But Sarah Palin is even dumber than Donald Trump, and even she said that this is crony capitalism. Crony capitalism meaning that you have the government pay out and subsidize various companies and pick and choose winners. The taxpayers subsidize certain companies at the expense of other companies. This is the worst type of policy. This is the most disastrous type of policy. And this is the first thing he does before he even takes office? Now, he's picked some people in his cabinet. Almost all of them are terrible people. His Secretary of Defense, we've talked to you about him, Jim Mattis, is a vicious anti-Semite, an enemy of Israel. Mad Dog Mattis, please. Piece of garbage. He and David Petraeus, who's being considered for Secretary of State, blamed Israel. When Arab terrorists murder American soldiers in the Middle East, they blame Israel for it. I mean, they're complete Jew haters. And they're very anti-Israel. This is the worst possible choice for defense secretary. And Mattis, by the way, is also a leftist. He's also a leftist, just like David Petraeus is a leftist. David Petraeus pushing gun control. You know, he was part of a public gun control. David Petraeus wants to grab all of your guns. He was part of a campaign, together with left-wing Democrats, to take people's guns away. And that's who Trump is considering now for Secretary of State. But Secretary of Defense, he's already appointed someone who is a Jew hater, who's anti-Israel, whose policies have been terrible. The things he advocated, that Mattis advocated over the years, have all been a failure, have all been a disaster. In Iraq, in Afghanistan, everywhere. He's a disaster for America, disaster for Israel, an enemy of the Jewish people. Just a catastrophe. That's Trump's big pick. That's his first big pick. And as far as domestic policy, he's picked his Treasury Secretary. Who is his Treasury Secretary? Do you remember in the campaign when we were supporting Ted Cruz? Do you remember what the Trumpsters were saying to us? You can't support Cruz because his wife worked for Goldman Sachs. Anyone who has any association with Goldman Sachs, they're globalists. They're part of the conspiracy. You can't have anything to do with them. Alex Jones and all the, and not only Alex Jones, all the idiots at Breitbart, all the morons and degenerates and people with single-digit IQs screaming and yelling, Ted Cruz's wife worked for Goldman Sachs. Therefore, you can't support him for president. And who does Trump, if the Trump campaign attacked Ted Cruz because his wife once worked for Goldman Sachs, Who does Donald Trump pick as Treasury Secretary as the most important economic position in his cabinet? Someone who spent 17 years as a chief executive, as one of the chief executives in Goldman Sachs. 17 years he worked with Goldman Sachs. And the other time he wasn't working with Goldman Sachs, he was working with his fellow left-wing Democrats in Hollywood. A self-hating Jew, the new Treasury Secretary, a self-hating Jew, who twice intermarried, just the lowest of the low, the scum of the earth, the bottom of the barrel. Goldman Sachs, Hollywood, twice intermarried. That's the scum that Trump put in charge of the Treasury Department. He's now the Treasury Secretary. He's going to be running Trump's economic policies. And we saw with Carrier, the great economic policies. Trump's economic policies are Soviet-style policies. He's going to have the federal government and the taxpayers are going to subsidize people's jobs. He's proposing a $1 trillion infrastructure plan where the taxpayers are going to pay $1 trillion on handing out goodies to all these companies supposedly to build infrastructure. All of this before Donald Trump even takes office. What a disaster. What a disaster we're facing over here. I believe that things are going to turn out badly with Donald Trump. He's not going to keep his promises. He's going to change all of his positions back and forth and back and forth, just like he did in the campaign. He's going to betray the American people. And in the end, things will be worse. The country will be in worse shape in 4 years as a result of his presidency. That's what I think is going to happen. We'll see. We'll see if that's what occurs. So far, every single thing that has happened, though, shows that Trump and his supporters are the world's biggest hypocrites. What they did to Ted Cruz, calling him the Goldman Sachs candidate, and now Trump's Treasury Secretary is from Goldman Sachs, and Trump wants to put the person in charge of office and budget management, he wants to put another Goldman Sachs executive in charge of that, of the OMB, and he wants to put Goldman Sachs people all over the federal government. I mean, Ted Cruz didn't plan to do that, wasn't going to do that. Just the hypocrisy, just the insanity of all of this. And I think that you're going to see in the end, I think you're going to see that we were right about Trump. You'll see. We'll see how it works out. I hope we're wrong. I hope despite all of this, we get some huge surprise and we're proven wrong. We'll see. We will see. If we're proven wrong and if he suddenly does things that are pro-Israel, again, we will change course completely and we will become his biggest boosters and his biggest supporters if that happens. And I'll tell you that right now. But I think it's looking bad. I think it's really looking bad. Our message is so important. Now more than ever, we need to spread this message. And you can help us do that. There are four things we ask you to do every week. Number one, we need your prayers. Please pray for the success of our efforts, especially in Israel now as we're trying to reach the people of Israel to prevent the expulsion in Amonah. Secondly, become active on our main pages. JTF.org is our English main page. Hayamin.org is our Hebrew main page if you speak Hebrew. Third, help us spread our Hebrew and English videos every way possible. Fourth, we need your financial support. Our pathetic budget, our meager budget, is the number one reason why we reach thousands of people in Israel instead of millions of people. If we could reach millions of people in Israel, we would change Jewish history and world history forever. But because of our meager budget, we only reach thousands, and that's important. You see, with the expulsions and the things we're involved in trying to convince people to resist the expulsions, it's important even that we reach thousands. Everybody we reach is important, but we could reach far more. We could do far better. The more support we get, the more that we could do, the more people we could convince, God willing. So every check, every money order, every cash donation does make a big difference. You can send checks, money orders, cash donations, of course, to our post office box, or you can donate online with your credit card by going to our Hebrew main page, Hayamin.org. You go to our Hebrew main page. On top, there's a donate button. You just click on the donate button, and several minutes, you can very conveniently donate online if that's what you prefer to do. Together, we have to fight to wake people up and to warn people about the threat that exists in America and in Israel. We have a difficult mission ahead of us, but we're obligated to do everything we can and reach as many people as we can and wake people up before it's too late. Let's fight together as a team. If we fight together as a team, we still can change history for the better. For JTF, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Until next week, Shalom.